Carroll County saturated with cold water springs, perched water tables, and in a few spots, prolific artesian wells. Most rural residents draw their drinking water from these individual sources or from a dozen small private rural water systems. That is until last spring when Carroll County Judge Sambar appointed a committee of the Quorum Court to draft a rural water ordinance to establish a public facilities board to oversee construction and distribution of rural water drawing from the Carroll Boone Water District, for now to Eastern Carroll County. But with citizen concerns about environmental impact, clearing right-of-ways, and financial liability, the ordinance was revised, preventing condemnation of any private well or forced hookups onto the system. The measure has since gone through two readings and was tabled several times and came up for a final reading this past Friday, where a public facilities board passed 10-1, with one member absent. Tom Riddle, 7th District JP for Carroll County, was a sponsor of the measure. He says the new board will provide necessary muscle to build a rural water system in the county, including declarations of eminent domain.
You know, you're going to have some teeth in something. It's just like a police officer sitting there watching somebody drive across the square at 100 miles an hour. He can say, well, you know, that guy's speeding, but I don't have the authority to stop him. And for the good of the whole, you need to, you know, have some kind of mechanism in place that for the good of the whole community, we can take this thing forward.
Riddle says any condemnation of private property will likely be discreet and non-destructive, so not to worry. So how many Carroll County residents requested a rural public water supply, and what data exists to support the need?
You know, all data that I forget now, some commission met up in Billings, Montana. I believe it was July the 21st that report came out, and there's 14 states that are at risk in 40 years of depleting their groundwater, which Arkansas was one of them. The whole southern tier of states, excluding Louisiana and Alabama, I believe, are included in that, and it goes up to Colorado and Idaho and Nevada up in there. So unless everyone else is wrong, we need to address this problem now because, you know, when I was a kid, the creek that I know of was running at one level, and it's running much lower now.
So no data exists, and Riddle did not cite the number of calls in favor of rural water, but he says he's gotten complaints of wells going dry and water-stressed poultry operations in the county. Opponents of a water board have been very vocal, packing Quorum Court meetings since spring. The only JP to vote against the measure was Frank Renner, who represents the 2nd District, Eureka Springs.
A public facilities board, if you do research on it, they are totally autonomous. Once created, you cannot uncreate them, and they have far too much power.
Renner said he learned this from a risk management attorney working for the Association of Arkansas Counties.
And in his handout that he gave me, I will quote from that, a county should be very careful about creating a public facility board because a public facility board is an autonomous governmental entity that may ultimately decide to compete with the county for money and power. And the Quorum Court of Carroll County decided to go with a public facility board rather than have water districts like all the other counties do, all the other 74 counties in Arkansas do.
For example, the Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority, which serves 22,000 residents living in Boone, Newton, and Searcy counties, in 2009, it learned it will receive $56 million in loans and grant funds from USDA via the Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Combined with state grants from the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, it will have enough capital to fund the $64 million water project, which will draw water from Bull Shoals Lake. Getting a slice of that stimulus funding is what spurred in part the Carroll County Quorum Court's decision to start organizing a rural water entity, but it's too late to apply now. So instead, the water board will issue bonds, seek low-interest loans, and seek grants. But unlike a water authority, which must answer to the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, J.P. Frank Renner is concerned that a public facilities board does not.
As far as the state law goes, public facility boards are inspected, and they have to be scrutinized, and they have to give reports to the state only if the population is over 150,000, which Carroll County obviously isn't.
Carroll County has 28,000 residents. Renner would prefer the county drop smaller water districts under NRC review. One of the members of the newly formed County Facilities Board is Berryville Tire Company owner Freddie Worley. He, along with Jimmy Jones, who operates an excavation company in Carroll County, have tried for years to get rural water to their projects. Just last month, their application to establish their own public water authority was accepted by the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. But it was retracted, revised, and was in the public vetting process when this new measure passed. J.P. Renner says their entity will likely dissolve since its interests will now be served by the new Public Facilities Board.
Well, in my personal opinion, the reason these people are involved in it, and they've been involved in the other two water districts they tried to form, is they own a great deal of land north of Berryville, and it just so happens the study they've done without any public scrutiny or anything, that's where they're supposedly phase one is, and that's where they're going to start their water district because of the population density. They're going to try to get people to sign up, and because that's where several of them have, like I say, tracts of land they're trying to develop. And the people that are in most dire need of the water live south of 62, which most of them won't be reached.
Calls to Mr. Jones were not returned, and Fred Worley, who declined being taped, said this is just about bringing rural water to Carroll County. Fred Worley is one of five men appointed to the new Carroll County Public Facilities Board. Carroll County Quorum Court Justice of the Peace Tom Riddle has confidence in the new appointees.
You know, it's kind of like the Bible says, the wise man sees things coming and tries to, you know, take means or take steps to prevent it from really affecting him, or the fool rushes on in and just gets clobbered. And I think that we would be well served to get hooked up to an alternate water supply. I would hook up tomorrow.
The Public Facilities Board ordinance passed before a crowded courtroom of dissenting residents, primarily from the Western District of Carroll County. And according to their representative, Quorum Court J.P. Frank Renner, plans are already underway for a countywide ballot initiative this November to dismantle the new Public Facilities Board. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.